Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome. If you're just tuning in, it's Free Beer and Hot Wings Baby Name Court. You give us the baby name, we'll tell you if it's a good idea or a bad idea.
Very few good ideas so far.
Well, that's how it goes. This text just came in.
This one's amazing.
Okay, go ahead. Yours first.
From Texas here, if the name don't give it away, I was named Tough William. T-U-F-F. William.
What?
Named after Tuff Heideman, the PBR bull rider. Caught a lot of slack in school because of the name, so I had to learn to be tough and fight back. That's very a boy named Sue of you.
It is. There was linebacker for Ohio State. I think it was Ohio State, named Tuff Borland. And I'm like, well, of course he's a linebacker. It was either that or get your ass kicked every day.
I would never have imagined that was a real first name. I would have thought it was an acquired nickname of someone who was tough as a bull rider or a football player, but not an actual name.
This text. Okay, guys, it's perfect that you're doing this. My son is having a daughter this winter, and he and his wife want to name the baby. It looks like Everlot. But upon reading beyond this, I see that it's meant to be pronounced like Chevrolet. So Everlay. They want to name the baby Everlay.
Everlay?
I don't like it at all.
Well, that gives a connotation.
He's a big car guy and also a heavy equipment operator. So I'm trying to help him come up with transportation, heavy equipment, tractor type names so that they might do something other than Everlay.
No, it doesn't matter what. Just because you're into that stuff. Doesn't make it that you have to name them after
don't
it.
Don't project what you like onto your kids.
Also, name her cat. Like
Case.
Case isn't bad.
Wheel horse.
Deer.
Yeah. Oh, this is our little girl.
Everlay.
Our little Case Loader.
Our little Husqvarna. We call her Husky.
This is awful. No, don't do it.
You're going to have to talk him out of that one.
Everlay, yeah. Chevrolet would be better than Everlay.
Yes, because if you go Everlay, maybe, but even then, everyone will say Everlay. You know what connotation that gives to a girl? Everlay? Jesus, man, what's wrong with you? You can't do that.
At that point, just name her Everlay. Because then it's easier to pronounce, easier to spell, and there's no one. Because if you call her, if you name her Everlay, everyone's going to call her Chevrolet her whole life, which might be a great and hilarious nickname.
Probably not.
She will have to correct every teacher and anybody who reads her name off of papers. Just name her Everlay. Everly's timeless. It's totally fine.
Or pick your favorite Chevrolet, like Lumina. Or Beretta.
Oh, my little girl Sunfire.
Yeah, that's Pontiac, man. Come on.
That's Citation.
Chevy 2.
Why don't you name her Joan Deere?
Oh, man, come on.
What was the line about he's into heavy equipment, so I'm trying to come up with heavy equipment related girl name.
Like, well, what's his wife into? Maybe name it something she likes.
Please do that.
I mean, I don't know. Try harder.
Let's see. My son's name is Bear, like a grizzly. I told my mom what we're going to name him, and she had a stroke.
Like actually?
Like for real? Man, that's not good.
I'm okay with names like Bear.
I kind of like it.
Or Buck.
Buck likes to party.
Yeah. That's all really dependent. It's all those names, though, they're very strong, and it really matters what the last name is. You certainly cannot have any rhyming or make it turn into a sentence, you know, like Bear Nuggets.
Is that middle name Nuggets or last name Nuggets?
Name. Whatever name is put forth to the world as like, this is my name when I go into class. Like if their last
Bear
name,
Nuggets.
Like if their last name is Rug, right? Like you can't be Bear at that point. then you just have to be like Jeremy. Right? Like a normal that doesn't turn into something stupid.
Or give him a fun name like Burns.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it, name that kid Buck. Middle name King. Hopefully your last name is Bronco. It would really work.
Yeah, for me, it really depends on how the kid, how their personality comes about. You could have, your name Buck could have, or, you know, what was the other one? Bear? Could have like the perfect last name for it, you know, and then
like Face.
Yeah, exactly. But then if you grow up and you're not like really cool or you don't party a lot, I'm like, dang, your parents named you Buck and you're just like not at all living up to what I thought that name could be.
This one, my ex-husband got to pick the first name and I got the middle name, so our daughter is Hunter Margaret.
You know, you got to confer a little bit. You know, you got to. Hunter Margaret.
I actually
Wait, what gender is that?
I assumed daughter. It's got to be a daughter.
I guess.
Like, I think Hunter can work for both genders. Margaret cannot work for a man.
Hunter is a boy.
I like Hunter on a girl.
I did too.
I like it. Anytime a girl has a more masculine name, I'm like. Hot.
I like that in some cases, but you can't tell me that like a girl named Ronald is better.
It does not go both ways every time.
You can call her Ronnie.
No, it doesn't always work. It doesn't always work.
Stop.
Like, this is my daughter, Roger. You know, like some names don't. Like, yeah, you know, Alex, 100%.
Yeah.
Taylor, I think, used to be more of a guy's name, is very much a girl's name now.
What,
very
Kyle?
Cute. That can work, I guess, but there, some names just can't. Jim, you know, that's not.
I knew Fred. A girl in college named Jimmy.
Yeah.
What was her full name?
I don't know.
She's friends with Cleet.
How'd she look?
All right. Yeah, she's fine.
Was her middle name John?
I don't know what her middle or last name was. Jimmy liked to drink a lot. That's the main thing I knew.
You gotta.
Yeah. But when you're named Jimmy.
Yeah, boy or girl. Your name is
I always
Jimmy.
Assumed it was short for something that I just didn't
Maybe
know.
Maybe James?
And it could be.
Her name could have been James.
There's
I think James on a girl would be
there,
so
a,
cute.
Wasn't there a model named James, a woman?
I don't
James
know.
James King, I think.
Yeah. That's the one. Hunter is a boy. Hunter Margaret is a boy? Wait, what? Come
you
on now.
The middle name of Margaret? What are you doing?
I would just call that kid Peggy all the time. Isn't that's a nickname for Margaret?
Oh, that's a different Hunter.
It this can be.
This person's Hunter is named Hunter for Weeks. Their last name is Weeks. F-O-R-E.
For what? Like golf?
Yes, sir. This person likes to hunt and golf, so they named their boy Hunter for.
Stop naming your kids things you like.
I think there should
it's
be
so
a
weird.
Time in a child's life where if they like their name, fine. Then they just keep on, you know, doing what they do. And if they don't, they should be able to go to like a parental naming court and then name their parents as 10-year-olds. Because it sounds like a 10-year-old named your child Hunter 4 just because you like to hunt and golf. And then your kids got to tell that story the rest of their life.
Yeah.
And it's not because it's something cool. Like this is a family name that sounds awesome. It's my dad's hobbies.
Yeah, this is like people my age when they had a weird name and they would always have to explain my parents were hippies, right? It would be like, oh, why is your name Bamboozle Rain? Oh, Jesus. My parents were high-ons in the 60s. And that's the same thing now. A Hunter and Four. Oh, my dad would like to hunt and fish. What do you like to do? Neither of those.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing your dad didn't like to masturbate. You'd either be not born or have a really stupid name.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer blackjack and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to spinquest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.